I'm Taffy Thomas, the first laureate for storytellers. For some 50 years, I've been telling stories, legends, and folk tales in schools, libraries, village halls, at folk clubs and festivals as part of a living oral tradition of storytelling. Back in the 1980s, I had a very pleasant week as the guest of folk singer Mike Jones, his storyteller wife Joan, and their daughter Sian, in the Crewe and Nantwich area. For the whole week, I told stories in schools and at their folk club. Mike joined me for most of those performances and so enjoyed both the stories and the way I set them with my introductions that when I left, he wrote a piece, a poem, if you like, about my thoughts on storytelling and sent me that handwritten as a gift. Recently, that poem surfaced in my office at exactly the time I was completing the manuscript for my most recent book, Lakeland Folk Tales for Children, for my publisher, The History Press. And those words from Mike so encapsulated my feelings on the art that I love and practice, that of storytelling, that I included the poem as the postscript in the book. I also showed these words to my friend, the singer and musician Tony Farron. Now, you can read the poem in the book, but when a poem is introduced to music, it magically changes into a song. And so Tony Farron created a tune for this set of words, and I'm sure you'd like to hear that song. So here it is, sung by my friend Tony Farron, who also composed the music.
I'm a teller of tales, a spinner of yarns, a weaver of dreams and a liar. I'll teach you some stories to tell to your friends while sitting at home by the fire. You may not believe everything that I say, but there's one thing I'll tell you that's true. For my stories were given as presents to me, and now they are my gifts to you. And now they are my gifts to you. My stories are old as the mountains and streams that flow through the land they were born in. They were told in the homes of peasants in rags and of kings with their fine clothes adorning. There's no need for silver or gold in great store, for a tale becomes richer with telling. And as long as each listener has a pair of good ears, it matters not where they are dwelling. It matters not where they are dwelling. Story well told can lift up your hearts and help you forget all your sorrows. It can give you the strength and the courage to stand and to face all your troubles tomorrow. For there's wisdom and wit, beauty and charm, there's laughter and sometimes there's tears. But when the story over and the spell it is broken, you'll find that there's nothing to fear. You'll find that there's nothing to fear. My stories were learned in my grandparents' home, where their grandparents also had heard them. They were given as payment by travelling folk for a warm place to lay down their burdens. My stories are ageless, they never grow old, with each telling they're born anew. And when my story is ended, I'll still be alive in the tales that I've given to you. tales that I've given to you. So I'm a teller of tales, a spinner of yarns, a weaver of dreams and a liar. I'll teach you some stories to tell to your friends while sitting at home by the fire. You may not believe everything that I say, but there's one thing I'll tell you that's true. For my stories were given as presents to me.